2011 Holiday Show. We are the Radio Group 2. I'm here with Daniel Keys, Johnny Canetta, Peter Levinson, Alex Hausman, and some other kid that I don't know how to pronounce his name. Poutis. All right. Poutis. And I'm Grant Ogolnik. So today we have a large number of events for you folks. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of laughs, maybe some crying, you know.
A lot of crying.
Hopefully no one gets hurt.
They're pretty intense activities.
So yeah, we advise you not to do this stuff at home. We're professionals. We really are.
This isn't your usual holiday festival activities. You wouldn't perform this at a holiday party with the grandparents, so don't try this stuff at home.
We are all Olympic athletes here, because this is the holiday Olympics.
Especially me, especially Hausman.
Of course.
All right, so Keys, you want to cut the song while we set up for the first event, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with your first event.
Whoa, wait a minute. What is our first event?
I don't know. We're just going to have to find out.
Let's spin the dreidel.
This is non-denominational.
Do you have the top?
Sorry.
Non-denominational holiday top.
Who has a top? We do not have a top.
We have a top.
Oh, we have a top.
What's our first event going to be, guys? What's it going to land on?
Who has the top?
All right, I got the top. Ready? I'm going to spin this for you guys. Unfortunately, you can't see. We got a non-denominational holiday top over here. There are four sides, each with four events. And whichever side this lands on, we'll choose the event. So here we go. And it's spinning.
Drum roll.
And so our first event will be eggnog chugging.
Oh!
Oh, man. This is going to be a good one, folks.
Why don't you describe what this eggnog chug exactly is?
All right. So I believe we're going to have two of our esteemed members of the show chugging eggnog outside the radio booth, and we're going to have the play-by-play for you guys. I believe this is Poutis. You're going to be chugging.
Me versus Poutis.
And Johnny.
Yep.
Epic showdown.
I think it's Levinson, actually.
Oh, Levinson. Okay.
Levinson and Canetta.
Ooh, classic matchup.
Rivalry.
All right.
We're going to set up for that, and we got everybody's favorite Christmas song.
Any last minute words before we start the eggnog? Nah, man. Let's set this up.
I've always had
some
eggnog
Christmas
once.
Music.
All right. Holiday music, non-denominational. Let's go.
Thank you. we're down here for the eggnog chugging contest. We got Johnny and Peter. They both have some nice eggnog. They're protecting the floor with a small garbage bag. That won't do much. We have 15 seconds, I think, of chugging. See who could put down the most.
What's your prediction?
I think I'm gonna go with Peter. He looks pretty determined to take this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Johnny. I think he's determined to win this one. And he's already set up pretty well.
All right, so I guess I'll time this. All right, give me a second. All right, you ready, guys? Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're off with the eggnog competition.
Do it. Oh, my God.
Chug.
Peter's going hard. Johnny's grossed out, but come on, Peter. You put it down for a second. You only got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're done, guys. Oh, my God, the faces. They're both grossed out. Let's see who's chugged the most. Oh, Peter has a decent amount over here. What does Johnny have?
The winner.
Oh, my God, it's close. I don't know. How are we going to figure
Peter,
this out?
It's Johnny. Peter.
We're going to have to send this to our judges to inspect the milk or the eggnog. It looks very close. They both did a fine job. And they did not get the floor dirty at all, which was the most important. And Johnny's the victor. Houseman has given him the title.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
All right, next bit.
Alright.
A very exciting matchup there.
You can throw it out if you don't want it.
A very exciting matchup from the Nog Chug. So, we're getting ready for our second event now of our
Okay, I gotta say, guys, that eggnog looks nasty.
It was honestly, I saw the faces on Johnny and Peter, and they were grossed out, but you know what? They took one for the team, and they chugged hard, and it was a great matchup. And I'm excited for the events to come right now.
I just want
to
say that was pretty disgusting.
Terrible.
That was the second time I've ever had eggnog. You know, I'm not, you know, a big eggnog guy. That was pretty bad. The only good thing about it was nice and cold, but that really had nothing to do with it. Neither of us spilled. I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I was really expecting some, you know, spilling.
I thought I was going to puke, but you know what? I was determined to win this eggnog. I went out to do that. When I woke up this morning, I was like, you know what? I'm going to win the eggnog today. And it was a very close match, I must say.
Good matchup. All right, so I think we're going to have to spin the top for a second event, am I right?
Yeah.
Non-nominational holiday top.
Yep.
All right. Let's spin it.
All right. Keys, you want to do the honors this time?
Sure.
All right. He's spinning it. There it goes.
Drum roll.
There it goes. And stop. All right. Our second event, we got holiday caroling while doing push-ups. So basically, it's going to be a push-up competition between Kaneta and Pootis while caroling.
Big Poot.
It's going to be an exciting event.
After I just had the eggnog, so I'm probably going to puke all over the place.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to be great.
Going for back-to-back wins to make history, too.
Ooh, a first.
It's going to be interesting.
On the non-denominational holiday show.
All right, we're going to get you guys set up for that one now.
Let's listen to some nice holiday non-denominational music.
We'll be back in a sec.
Thank you. tell me when you can put me on.
Go.
All right, guys, we're getting set up right now. We got Houseman and Levinson are going to be calling this event. It's Johnny and Peter are preparing their voices.
The Johnny and both Johns.
Oh, Johnny and Pudis.
Both Johns, actually.
Oh, yeah, both Johns are preparing their voices. Let's see who's the better voice, but that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing who could last the longest in a push-up competition.
While singing non-denominational songs.
Of course. This should be a close one. I don't know what type of muscles Pudis has, but...
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like the type that could really bang out a few, so...
We have him mic'd up for this event, so you'll hear it straight from them as they're going.
Yeah, you are. It's just that...
Yeah. Am I on?
Yeah, Johnny, you're on, so we got some... We got Johnny and Pudis mic'd up, and you're going to be able to hear them through portable microphones. And that'll allow you the finest hearing experience of their caroling.
All right, so I'm on right now? Yeah.
You are on.
You guys are on.
All right, just a quick breakdown of what me and Pudis are going to do. And in the current push-up position, I will be singing Frosty the Snowman.
And I will be singing Jingle Bell.
So I guess we're going to do this whoever could last the longest. My song is significantly longer than Pudis's. So I guess just keep singing it as many times as you can.
Correct. So all
right.
Right.
Houseman, we're sending it down to you and Peter. You guys call this one.
All right, guys.
Are you ready?
Here are the rules. You can't say anything denominational. Do as many push-ups as you can. And
ready?
That's it.
Count down from three. Yes.
Go for it.
Three, two, one, go.
All right, man, these guys are singing their hearts out, doing push-ups nice and fast. Pudi looks like he's struggling a little bit. You hear them singing. I mean, they're actually doing this. It's kind of crazy.
Pudi looks like he's going to fall soon.
Yeah, Pudi looks like he's dead.
There's a chicken wing arm.
Keep singing, Kadetta. You can do it. Going. He sounds like Pudi sounds like a Marine.
I think Pudi's crying a little bit.
Yeah, you can hear him, man. This is going to be torture for him. He just has to win. He has to beat him. Kadetta cannot have two victories. Oh, man. Is that a tie?
I think Pudi went down first.
I think Pudi went down first.
All right, let's just sing the rest of the song since we got up.
No. I think you guys are dumb, but that was great. You guys lasted a lot longer than I thought. Pudis, you really belted those notes.
Yeah.
I think Johnny won, right? Johnny stayed up the longest?
Johnny won.
Yeah, Johnny.
Back to back wins for Johnny. Quite the non-denominational holiday athlete.
Yeah, wipe the floor with them.
I'm pretty tired right now.
Two straight events, that's got to be tiring. You must be breaking a sweat.
Has that eggnog with the push-ups.
Oh, man, I feel
eggnog,
baby.
Eggnog's coming up. I think we're going to give Johnny a break for for a little...
Yeah, I think you're done with the fence for now.
All right, so we're going to spin the top again.
We only got two sides left on our non-denominational holiday top.
All right, so, Houseman, you want to do the honors of spinning the top and then tell us what you get?
All right, let's do this. Drum roll, everybody. And it's spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning.
Spin it, House.
Oh.
Spin that.
And it's stopping. And what do we got? We got the rockets off.
All right, so we're going to set up for that one, though.
All right, listen to some nice non-denominational holiday music.
Just a quick reminder here on WDOT 4 Washington, you're on the dot.
just to try to break this down as clearly as possible, we have the latkes with the applesauce, I believe, set up in the hallway as Mr. Houseman is setting up that applesauce. He's setting up the applesauce in two, I guess, styrofoam-ish paper bowls. That's right, save the environment. And we have Pudis on the other side of that bowl, putting in even more applesauce. Who's competing in this event? Keys?
I'm not completely sure. I'm pretty sure it's Houseman.
Houseman, who are you facing in this? Oh, we got a nice underclassman battle. Pudis and Houseman.
Pudis looking for a dinner.
So, Miss Houseman, thank you for the latkes. I'm actually a fan of latkes. They're not bad, actually.
Yeah. Pudis going for redemption after that terrible loss to you, Johnny.
I wouldn't say terrible. I mean, it was a very close loss.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But
so, I guess they're going to toss it from where me and Keys are into the applesauce, or try to get into the applesauce.
All right, so I'm going to go off, and Johnny, you continue to call it.
All right. So, and we have Houseman and Pudis set up in the radio room, throwing into the hallway.
All right, here we go. Pudis is going to start us off, and the toss. And it's up.
Oh, man. It was a little overshot. Oh, man. Come on, guys. Oh, he got it. Pudis has got one apple.
This is again outside.
Sure, go for it.
Take the
best,
and the toss
is
deep again. Let's see if Houseman can get one. No.
Man.
Houseman is well off right now. He does not have the touch. Pudi, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Oh, you guys are making a mess out there.
Houseman's missed at least five or six of them.
Oh.
Houseman, come on. Come back here.
Oh, geez. Come on, Houseman. Focus on the cup. Focus, Houseman.
Pudi's going for Houseman's now. I don't know what's happening.
Come on, House.
Houseman, come on.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, House.
Pudi's up. And we're finished. Pudi's the victor with only one.
I guess.
That was a little disappointing. I thought you would hit a few.
Yeah, that Houseman, you were killing me, man. This was your event. This, your mom made these latkes, and you didn't even get one in the applesauce. I guess it doesn't look as easy as it looks, but Putin won. A nice comeback victory for Putin.
Pretty abysmal performance, though.
Oh, wow.
I guess
we are running out of time.
It turns out we were having too much fun and took way too long with our events. So, we're not going to get to our fourth event, but we've had a great show on our holiday non-denominational.
Thank you for listening.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.